Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Herbert here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio, and I have Jeff Martin in my studio with me this morning on this wonderful rainy day that hopefully you left at home.
That's right. Good morning, Keith.
Jeff, tell us about AVS Systems Incorporated, because I think you guys do a lot more than I thought you did.
That we do. and a lot of people ask us that. It's like, what does AVS stand for? It stands for audio, video, security.
Yeah.
Those are the three main areas that we function or work on. Our security company has been around for well over 25 years. AVS Systems was a company that I started in 2007 right here on Brent Lane, where I had a previous company in the alarm business. And so it's been there. We have good stability. I've had employees that have been with me over 18 years. So we have people that, something that we talk about is, if I put a security system in your home or business and you need service 2 years from now, it'll probably be the same guy that did it that'll come out to your place.
Well, that's good.
And he knows your place, knows that, might meet the dog.
Yeah, my dog might like him, actually.
Right. So that's, you know, one of the differences with us. But the audio side is another area that we really strive to be perfect with, because audio in your new home or an existing home, we can come in, put speakers in. People say, how do I get this theater? How do I get that sound into my place?
How can I rock out in the shower with
that's right.
The whole house, right?
We have that. It's called distributed audio. And the newer systems now are all wireless.
I was going to ask you that, because I know the house, last two houses I've been in, because I rented, had all the wires still hanging out from speakers that had been up there before.
Right, right. The speakers are wired back to some location because they need power.
Sure.
It might only come from what's called a touchpad or a keypad on the wall, just like your light switch. We normally mount it, and we can get our power right there, power the speakers, and then it goes from that little keypad, touchpad, wirelessly back to an amplifier that's in a closet. We just need to connect to the internet, and now you've got your Pandora or iTunes or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We give you a spot if you want to plug in an MP3 or something. You have that
sitting on. You can listen to Business Radio X all day long.
All day long. That's right.
That's cool, man. So how long have you guys been doing the audio piece of it?
Audio has probably been 10, 12 years. We've partnered with a lot of the larger builders, J.W. Dunright, I can't even go through the list.
Sure.
Arthur Ruttenberg has a franchise back here in town, and they build rather large homes. We partnered with them, put the sound systems in. But the sound system is one side. That's our audio. Video is an area that within the past 5 years.
I was going to say, that's like the new thing, man.
Oh, gosh. From your building right here that we put it in to now more residents. I've seen more systems going into residential homes in the past 2 years than we've ever done in our lives. Because people say, I want to know who's at the front door.
Sure.
And I want to know, and it goes back to my smartphone. So now when somebody rings the doorbell, you get a text. You can bring it up on your smartphone, look and see who's at the front door. You can even answer them from your smartphone and let them know, let them think you're in the house.
Sure.
Yeah, not interested, go away, whatever. Or it's a UPS guy that was delivering a package and you don't want it to sit out on the front porch.
Yeah, I don't want somebody taking my Girl Scout cookies.
Right. So the video side is something that has just exploded. The price has come down also very substantially, where price of a camera at one time was $500, our cost, and now they're down to $100 or $200 for a real good color quality Sony chip camera.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference, where it becomes much more affordable for people to put them in. So we're seeing that. Another area that is responding with cameras a lot is churches, because churches are now, people are going there all the time, asking for freebies, asking for giveaways, asking for anything. And so the churches are finding that they're a little uncomfortable. Most of your churches might only have one lady there during the day at the door. So now we can turn around and put in a small electronic lock. She can see who's at the front door. She can release it from anywhere in the building. She can do it wirelessly. She can even bring it up on her smartphone if she was in a different office, see who's there, and unrelease the door, let them in, or talk to them.
You know, it's funny, because I remember the days when the churches were open 24 hours. That front door was always open because it was a church.
Right.
And you just didn't. You didn't do anything stupid.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know who's looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So tell me about why I don't go to a Walmart or a Best Buy and get one of the door cameras that you can stick on your wall.
Well, most of those that are out there it's kind of like buying a new Chevy. Do I want the Caprice, the most expensive one, or do I want the Chevy Geo?
Right.
And so there's different product lines. Sam's Club is one that we referred to, where people go, oh, I bought a put system at Sam's Club. We always tell them, save the boxes.
Right.
Because you're probably going to be bringing it back. Most of them have the quality of a lesser end or a lower end of the product
right.
line because they're mass produced in real, really large numbers. Can you do it? Most people could if they really looked into it. Many times, though, how do I get the wire? They're not all wireless. You need to get a wire back to some point, especially if you want to bring it up on your smartphone. It's got to get back to where your router is
right.
to be able to plug into that. How do I get it through the attic? How do I run around? People don't want to do it. That's where I have professionals. Guys that have been with me a long time know how to do it, know how to make sure they don't put a foot through your drywall ceiling.
I've done that before
yes,
in my own house,
yes.
but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or a knee. Now I see a big bump in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, and that's what we do professionally. And so there's a big difference. Can you do it? Yes. Some of the smaller ones that I recommend, too, doorbell camera, because uh-huh. the wires are already there.
Right.
You can do those yourself. But once again, you need to get back to a router. It's not wireless
yeah.
on that side.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of wiring that needs to be done. If you're capable, more power to you. Go ahead and do those things. We tend to repair or replace one of those a week.
Really?
And
wow.
That's why I say save the box.
Yeah.
People say, hey, it doesn't have the quality that I thought it was going to have. And little things like connectors. Hey, you got banged up in the box. Now what do I do? Do I have to? Best Buy doesn't carry those cables.
Yeah, sure.
We make them ourselves. So we know, do you need a 10-foot cable or do you need a 100-foot cable?
Yeah.
And the guys have it on the trucks. They roll it out. They install it properly. They give the customer what they're looking for.
So, well, and the other thing I'm thinking too is it. When you guys do this, you guys have some monitoring stuff that comes with this, right?
Yes.
So so you get one from Best Buy, you're the only one monitoring it, really,
right? That's right. Yeah, and that's a good topic because cloud-based monitoring is the way you want to do this. When you get into a cloud base, somebody does have the facility to monitor that stuff 24/7. It can be an active monitor, meaning if there's a security system there at your house and the alarm went off, now the central station brings up your cameras and they can see the activity, what's going on there. And it's also being recorded off premise. We had a place here in town, a jewelry store that was robbed. And one of the first things they took was the DVR.
So of course. Yeah.
So the recorder was gone. It was somebody knew what they were doing because they got into this place through the ceiling, through an air conditioning vent, got in, went across the ceiling, dropped down into a closet that didn't have security in it, and that's where the DVR was. And they just cut everything, cut all the wires, but they took it with them. So there was no way of knowing who they were, how many people.
Sounds like it's out of a movie.
Yeah, right.
you wonder where these people get the ideas, right?
Right, exactly. What was that, the Italian Job?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it just kicks on. So if something triggers, it kicks on and then.
It'll actually back up to about 30 to 60 seconds prior to it
yeah.
and sends that whole clip into the cloud-based storage so people have that.
Sure.
So now we know if it happened, if somebody did steal something, we don't care because we can say, hey, here it is. We download it and send it over to the sheriff's office or whoever's investigating and let them see the activity.
Or you'll know if it's like me where I just forgot my code and hit the wrong button.
That's right.
And then it goes off and all the neighbors get pissed off.
Right, right. We have lots of pictures where the people are waving to the camera.
Like,
it's
hey,
me.
Yeah.
It's me.
I did it.
Right, right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You've been at this a while. And not just this, but a bunch of other things too, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Over the years, we've seen the market change, and when the building craze, when the heyday of the real building, we jumped in both feet to the residential side
mm-hmm.
and really pushed with all the builders. We started a company called Technology Home because of the new home automation products that are available.
Which is awesome.
Oh, they are. Turn the lights on. Turn the jacuzzi on.
Yeah.
Make
me a margarita.
That's right. Yeah. And that's the side that now has come back. Now the building is starting back. I don't want to say it's booming, but the builders are coming back online. People that have been doing nothing but remodeling, I'm seeing the permits. We watch those every week. Seeing a guy that, hey, I hadn't seen him build a house in 3 or 4 years. Now all of a sudden his name's up there and he's pulled a permit to build a new house. And that's the difference of knowing, hey, these guys are coming back in.
Right.
And that's a real good sign that we see in the economy here of the growth on the residential side. But that brings us back to talking to these guys about the new type of technology that's in the houses. There's a company called Alarm.com, and Alarm.com is that cloud-based company. And what that does is allows you to use your smartphone. You download the app, and then we put different devices in the house. So it's just a light switch.
Right.
These are all called Z-Wave technology. And with the Z-Wave, it can then be programmed to allow you to turn it on remotely, turn it on with a programming where you say, hey, every night, kind of like the old timers that we
have. Yeah.
But the capability here is you can pick up your phone, click it on. I want to turn the lights on.
Right.
Or I want to unlock the door. Hey, my brother's stopping by the house. He doesn't have a key, or he's visiting from out of town.
Yeah.
I call the house. I bring it up. I unlock the front door. I allow him in. I see on the camera, yep, he's coming in. He's got his bags and everything else. Great. I can actually talk to him and say, hey, welcome. I'll see you in a couple hours. I'll be off work then.
Yeah.
So it allows you to do those.
That's cool.
Or the other side of that delivery person, the UPS guy is coming. And most of us know our UPS people. It's the same guy that comes to the house or the business all the time. So you can tell him, hey, Frank, it's raining out. I'm going to unlock the front door for you. Just slide it inside the front door. When he opens the door, you'll get a text, lets you know that he just did that.
Yeah.
And you can unlock it as soon as he leaves. When the door closes, you program it. It automatically locks.
Yeah.
So he allows
I love the commercial too, where the kids are coming home from college and then they're meeting the parents up the road.
Yeah.
And the younger kid's like, yeah, we closed the house up. And the dad's looking at him like, yeah, right.
Right.
And he, you know, one button, he shuts the whole house down. The water's off. The lights go off. And so I think about my kids who still, we fight the battle of leaving the lights on in every room.
Yes.
You know, so I could see how that would just be absolutely fun to save you some time and money.
Oh, yes. We have at my house, there's a nickname for my wife, and it's called Lights On Lena. And I say, I'll come home and go, Lena's been here. She, oh, darn it, I forgot.
I say, she knows she has a nickname.
That's right. So now we are setting our house up to have all of this so that I can look online and say, okay, she did. I can turn the lights off or whichever the thing is. The other side is, hey, maybe I want to turn something on. I want to turn an oven on or cooking device on. You can do these things. Not really the 220, but anything 110 normal electric power.
Yeah.
You can change just a light switch or a light socket and have it programmable. So I want something to happen at that socket at 4 in the afternoon.
And you can do that with existing buildings now or in new construction?
Yes, yes.
So if I'm building a new house, do we request you guys to build with them? How does that work?
Yes, we work with you and your builder to come into the house. There is some pre-wiring that needs to be done. This is not all wireless. And then the same thing, we need to coordinate with the electrician to see what kind of voltage, what's there, and if it's, is it a two-way switch, and you know, each end of the hallway or a three-way and things like that, that we're going to have to provide to them to allow them to install our switches when they're doing the trim out on the house. So we work with both the homeowner and the builder to get those things accomplished. The homeowner, though, is the fun side. They come to our office. They look at the different devices.
Look at all the gadgets.
look at the neat stuff there.
And I imagine it like a James Bond warehouse kind of thing, you know?
Well, it's funny. The other day on our marquee outside, we're at 671 Brent Lane. It's AVS System, 671 Brent Lane. And I went fishing last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so they changed the marquee and said, Boss has gone fishing. Inventory clearance.
Nice. Nice. See, they were tired of counting it.
That's right. Let's get this stuff out of here.
Yeah. And did your text go off on your phone to tell you that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
They did. And I'm on the boat, actually, and I get this picture, and I see this guy up there. What is this stuff? I said, gotcha.
Well, did it work?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It brought a few people in the door. I said, hey, cool. can I get a couple of those camera systems at a discount? And they said, sure.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
So you can, so people can come in and touch and see and you know, play with all the gadgets and really see how they work.
Yes. Yes. It's hard to explain, like the touchpad door lock and the difference of what it will do without somebody seeing it.
Sure.
Because they're there. And we say, okay, let me show you here right on my phone. And we're in our conference room. We've got one touchpad door locks. And we show them how you can automatically lock it, automatically unlock it, and then automatically get a code sent to you. So if your son or daughter, they have their code is 6245. When they press 6245, you're getting a text right then. So within seconds, you know the door's been open and who it is that came in.
So I got a friend down the street at the Center for Entrepreneurship, and I hang out there sometimes just to get out of the office. And for the last 4 weeks, once a week, his lovely wife has locked the keys in the house on her way out.
Uh-huh.
So when we leave here, I'm going to give him your card because that may benefit them.
Heck yes.
So I know we all have those weird habits, but it literally has been once a week for the last 4 weeks.
Wow.
We've all just been laughing. So poor girl. But
sure. I did it again.
Yeah. So is stuff like this affordable? because I know with the technology and people, you know, you see all these cool gadgets and people, you hear the cash register in their head.
Right,
ringing.
Right. Yes. The beauty of it, Keith, is it's buildable. We start with a main panel, and on our security side, we enter with a security system that allows all of this interfacing. And it's a small computerized system that communicates via cellular, so we don't need hardwire. We don't need you to have a phone line or anything at the house or right. business. We start with that, and then we build it. And I have a customer right now, they're on their third upgrade of adding these light switches, adding some things that we talked about, because they built the house and just said, hey, I can't afford another $1,000 here or there on this stuff. So they put in the base system. The base system is less than $1,000. And that gives them all the features to allow them to upgrade a thermostat. You want to control the air conditioning in the house. You want to control some of the lighting in the house. You want to know what time the kids are coming home. We can start with a base package, and then you add those things, add that thermostat 6 months down the road. Say, okay, let me go ahead and invest in it.
Sure.
So it makes it very affordable to build as you go.
Yeah. And I think there's a couple other companies in town. Well, I know like Gulf Power does some stuff with you if you have controllable things. So you get discounts from other companies if you put some of this automated stuff in.
Sure, sure. Gulf Power does have their own side of it, and that's really just the thermostat. They're not looking for the lighting controls and the other things that we build on. But there are some of the do-it-yourself packages that are out there that people can work on. But you really have to know what you're doing when you're dealing with electrical. And that's
I've hit the wrong button once,
right?
Or touched the screwdriver to the wrong screw. Yeah,
they spark.
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't feel good at all. So, well, if we want to, okay, let's give everybody your website and stuff because you get a lot of information on there that can get people started.
Just Google AVS systems. If you Googled camera systems in Pensacola, we pop up first. If you Google security, we pop up there, or access control, like we're talking about here at your building, that allows us to offer those products. But it's AVS systems, and we are online. We're there.
That's it. You are.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about your Hogfest party that you guys had last week.
Oh, man.
I've never seen a Harley Davidson store stay open 24 hours. And then after you just told me the story, I'm really amazed.
Well, I'm involved with Northeast Sertoma. I've been in that civic group for the last almost 20 years, or I think it is 20 years this year, with them. They started in 1984 in Pensacola, one of the oldest clubs here in town. And Northeast Sertoma is a group of guys. We're one of the all-guys clubs in town. We have a good time and enjoy ourselves. And last Saturday night at the Harley-Davidson dealership, we have what we call Hogfest. And this was our 12th year, and it's for charity. And the three charities that we raise money for this year is Pathways for Change, eCare, which is Every Child a Reader in Escambia, and Capstone. And so those three charities help us. We sell tickets for the raffle. It's a reverse raffle. So it's kind of the last man standing wins the bike.
Nice.
And Saturday night, we had over 900 people.
That's crazy, man.
Show up at the Harley dealership. But it's a party. And we tell people that, you know, yes, you could win the bike, but come out and see the party.
Yeah.
We have a live auction. We have a silent auction. We have 15 food vendors here, restaurants here in town, donate their food for the night. That's a big hit.
Yeah. You guys ate like kings, didn't you?
Oh, they did. They did. And it's, I want to say it's samples, but it's bigger than just small samples.
Sure.
They give away a lot of food.
Yeah.
And you work your way around, take a little bit from each one. The ones you like, go back to them again.
Yeah.
Lewis Bear provides beverages for us. Apple Market provides all the wine for us. But the real capture, the real hit is we were able to raise over $80,000 in one night.
That's
that
awesome.
Will be donated to the local charities.
And then it'll be split among the three of them.
It'll be split amongst the three of them.
Man, you want to talk about making a difference real quick?
Yes.
That is huge.
Yes, yes. Well, we asked the charities, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
And in some cases, it was either, hey, I can put on a new program. I can put something that's going to help other people here in need. Pathways is buying a computer system to help girls that didn't get a high school education, come in at their facility, get a GED through them. So things that we can do with that can help. It really helps them.
That are all here local in our community, too.
Yes,
so it's,
yes.
You know, whatever help they provide is going to help the whole.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
So what's the next party you're throwing?
Well, the next party we throw, this will be our third year, and it's called Dragon Boat. Pensacola Dragon Boat Races on Bayou Tahar. It'll be on September 10th, and that one is for
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I've got it right here in front of me. How about I read it? So we're doing for the Gulf Coast Kids House.
Gulf Coast Kids House, right. I drew a blank there because we have worked with them the past 2 years to go ahead and get this up and online. This will be our third year in doing it, and it was a real learning curve. We went to Montgomery, Alabama, looked at how it was run up there, saw who their sponsors were, and now since then we have been able to work with Wind Creek Casino or Wind Creek Hospitality, and they are our sponsor this year, and they provide a nice big chunk of funds to allow us to get this thing off the ground and really get it going.
Yeah.
So now, once again, that we have a little bit of experience, a couple of years under our belt, understanding how the program works, we really planned this year. I mean, I'll back up a second. Our first year we had 19 entrants into it. Last year we had 31. This year we're shooting for 50.
Good for you.
And that's our goal.
Okay, so I haven't actually been to the event, but of course you see the pictures all over Facebook every year when it happens. And I can imagine the boats are really cool. First of all,
the boat's a 41-foot canoe.
Yeah, it's like it's all old school, like Viking style.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And so you've got all these boats running down Bayou Tahar, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, all the way under the bridge and out to the...
No, it's actually about 900 feet. Is that 300 meters?
So right there in front of the park, you can see
Yes, right there in front of the park. There's a starting spot and a finish line. And last year, we had some that were within seconds of each other finishing the race.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got the guys in the back hitting the drums too and stuff? Yeah.
It takes 21 people.
Wow.
20 rowers and one drummer to coordinate, synchronize, and they're trying to keep a beat going, so they're rowing accordingly.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a helmsman with a kind of a big paddle on the back of the boat that keeps them going straight, or tries to keep them going straight.
Yeah, sure. It's not like they exactly turn around real easy.
No, and things you don't think about, the wind starts blowing across there, starts pushing them into each other, and they bumped into each other last year, and a lot of people get wet that way.
Yeah. No boats were harmed in this adventure, and none have been sunk in the bayou, so everything is safe.
That's right, yes.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, we're getting to the end of our time here, Jeff. I want to thank you for coming in this morning and hanging out with me.
All right. Well, let me just advertise. AVS Systems are 671 Brent Lane. That's 484-8882. We're a local company and with local people, local monitoring. The big difference between us and some of our competitors is we are not a national company.
Yeah.
We don't make people sign long-term contracts. If you have a problem, you can call our office. The bookkeeper's right there. She can solve the problem. Or if it's a technical issue, somebody can get on the phone with you and handle it right then. And that's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
You know, and I mentioned to you, the same guy can go back to your house or your business 6 months, 6 years from now.
Yeah.
He'd probably be the same guy. So that's a big difference with our company.
Yeah, that says a lot. Mm-hmm. It really does. So, and people can see you everywhere. So if they haven't gotten enough information here, they're going to see it. I see it, all the chamber stuff, and obviously you got all these cool charities and things going on in town. Yeah. So
we encourage everybody in the office, get involved, whether it's in a civic organization or in your church, whichever. If you need help from us, we're happy to help.
Very cool. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, you guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.